they said there's 6% of the whole Georgian population support the
6%, yes.
Radical parties,
yes, it was,
and 81%
yes,
support.
They are not radical parties. They're,
well, they used to be called the radical parties.
They, no,
now what are they
it
called?
It is a false name. They are several parties. Some call them radical themselves, some call liberal. They have coordination center, united. United on the single basis, hatred towards us. On the basis of hatred and confrontation to all, to real political parties.
Oh, I thought they were united on the basis of wanting independence.
No, no, on the basis of hatred to our round table organization. And fight with us. And they thought that they are 42 parties and the population will be on their side. But now on the sociological investigation, which showed that only 6% supports them.
And who did the survey, the sociological investigation?
Academy of Science.
Independently?
Yes, yes, yes. Academy of Science has made. It was in newspaper, but now they threaten them that they will be blown up if they continue the sociological investigation.
Who threatened them?
These parties.
But who in particular?
Nobody knows. The terrorists. They have terrorists. They have professional terrorists. Formerly, these people were formerly were thieves, robbers, and so on. Now they pretend to be Georgian National Army and such names. Yes. And they are with them together.
And in particular, who do you see as leading the coordinated center? Do you think it would be Centurio's party?
Centurio, Zeretelli, Ioseliani. Ioseliani is main figure there. Formerly he was robber and gangster. And now he says that he's professor, he's professor's name.
Nobody said.
He rules all of them. Yes.
And
he's the chief of mafia, and the mafia rules them. And this mafia is government mafia. Government has created such situation that mafia has subordinated these political parties by money, arms, and so on. And now mafia rules, and mafia directs them. And mafia has, and the government have one aim, only one aim, to create in Georgia horrible destabilization, civil war, and bring Russian troops and make as in Azerbaijan situation and as Lebanon situation to make this in Georgia. And now they have begun all that. Yesterday they intruded in the Soviet Army house. This is planned to bring in Soviet troops in Georgia and begin Baku situation. They have only one aim.
Or 9 April.
All second 9 April. They say that 9 April was very good. It must be repeated several times. It is very good. By their theory.
These parties.
Yes, their theory. Yes. Some of them. And now they will work to create another 9 April here. Because they take political dividends from this, you know. So they do not care about blood and everything. You know. It's good, because then they will be as heroes. You know. Now they work to create this situation. This Soviet Army house is occupied. Now they are standing troops, and there is danger of confrontation, danger of bloody incident.
Well, I have trouble believing everything of what you're saying, because I know I'm most familiar with the National Democratic Party.
Well, this is no party. This is
and Irina's party.
This is no party. This is mafia. This is mafia, really mafia, which uses terroristic methods. Everything. Beating, wounding, killing, everything. You know, they are armed, and we have concrete facts of terroristic acts which they make. Terroristic acts, hooliganism, and creating artificially destabilization to bring, with the aim to bring in troops.
But you're saying that if one person from one of the 42 groups acts, you say it's all of them acting together.
Yes, they are acting together, yes. And they have only one basis, hatred towards me and my and our round table organizations. Only one basis. It joins them. Nothing. They have nothing common, nor world perception, nor political views, nothing. Mm-hmm. Only one aim, to overthrow me as leader of national movement. They say, and they name me dictator, and tyrant, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
This is their terminology. Because I told them that it is bad to... terrorism is bad, and robbery is bad, and take money from people, and so on.
Well, of course it is.
Yes, I told them this, and by that reason they say that I am dictator and the tyrant, and so on. This main reason.
But don't you think to avoid the civil war, what the official government wants is a civil war here. Don't you think to avoid the civil war to have a democratic debate?
Yes.
So and defuse the situation, or there will be some kind of civil war. The same as what's going on with the people riling up Georgians with the Abkhazians and things. Even though the Georgians are right in what they say, in order to defuse the situation, the real people responsible must be exposed. Hard evidence that the machinations from Moscow and everything. And don't you think that the only way to defuse this whole situation, avoid civil war,
yes,
avoid bloody confrontations,
yes,
in Abkhazia,
yes,
is to talk to them publicly on television or debate,
yes,
and defuse it, get everything out in the open?
Propose them to,
that's a democratic process.
We propose them to make such a meeting with,
uh-huh,
the foreign journalists. Only by that, because we want... foreign journalists and foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
But they refused.
All of them refused?
Yeah, all of them. We have made an arrangement and they didn't come. At,
mm-hmm,
the Writers' Union.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Other meeting we do not want. Other meeting, because they will falsificate it, everything. And if they will agree, we shall meet them with foreign journalists. Only under such conditions.
Only foreign, or also some Georgian journalists?
Also Georgian, but first of all, Western journalists,
uh-huh,
and the diplomats.
Uh-huh.
And then we shall speak.
So those are your,
yes,
conditions.
Yes,
if,
yes,
they'll,
yes,
do that,
yes,
then maybe,
yes, yes,
a dialogue will,
yes, 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 only
will begin,
yes,
and eventually,
yes,
you can debate,
yes,
on television,
yes,
if you like.
Yes, yes, only after this. But,
mm-hmm,
they do not want that. They do not want, because they know that it will be the catastrophe. They know it.
But are your conditions for at one person in particular, like Yossi Lani, or you want Ken Chanturi,
their leaders,
uh-huh,
yes, all of them.
But and you refused them, they asked you to debate, and you refused,
yes,
them because of these reasons.
Because they refused this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I see.
And also we have such condition. They must express their position about terroristic incidents which happened in Georgia last time.
Mm-hmm.
And give to this political definition.
Mm-hmm.
After this we can consider them as political organizations and not mafias. Only after this.
Uh-huh. And what about the article? What's your version of why the article Irina Saakashvili wrote for the film, Kartuli film?
Yes.
What happened according to you? What happened?
I do not know. I have never read this article.
Mm-hmm.
Only typography workers,
mm-hmm,
said that this is such dirty article, dirty,
mm-hmm,
direct sense of the world,
uh-huh,
that they cannot print it. They
did
can.
You collect signatures?
No.
No, you didn't collect signatures.
I never have been there.
Uh-huh.
I have never read this article.
Uh-huh.
But themselves, these workers have collected the signatures, mm-hmm. so they will never print such dirty articles, mm-hmm. because it is not political debate. It is, I don't know, it is dirty gossips, mm-hmm. nothing mm-hmm. more. And they will never print dirty gossips. You must not believe them. They say everything. What they say is lie. Mm-hmm. They lie, only lies and mm-hmm. on gossips. They will never tell you anything.
Well, that's why I wanted to come talk to you, because
yes.
I like to hear every side of
yes,
every story,
yes.
and then I like to make up my own
yes.
mind
they will,
and decide
for instance,
for
they will never tell you that these 2 days, last 2 days, all typographies of Tbilisi were on strike
mm-hmm.
by their reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because the typographies refused, Chanturia have brought an article where it speaks that I am an agent of KGB and so on. And never nobody printed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody printed because they were on strike. They came and they wanted by arms, by violation, to,
mm-hmm.
to force workers to print this,
mm-hmm.
but failed. And they made a demonstration before the gate and never let newspapers to bring out,
mm-hmm.
all newspapers. And there was conflict with police and with the... they say that it is a violation of democracy. They do not print free word. Free word is not gossips and not free word. You must bring document. When you say that person is such, you must bring documents.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, there are no documents, only bad words.
Mm-hmm.
He's agent, he's such, such.
Mm-hmm.
It is not logic, it's not document.
Mm-hmm. And what about the elections in the fall?
They do not want election because nobody will vote for them. They know it.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to elect their own Congress
mm-hmm.
on the street. How can be such Congress be recognized by Western world or by international law and nobody will recognize this Congress. It will be gang. Now they want to create a big gang and name it Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But they are already gang.
But do you believe that you can work in the Soviet Georgian parliament, the Communist Party?
No.
That you can turn that into a parliament?
No, we want to create a new Georgian national parliament.
Mm-hmm.
We must force this government to make democratic multi-party elections
mm-hmm.
and not Soviet elections.
Mm-hmm.
Now here is fight between us and government.
The government.
Yes. A very hard fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you want to create a whole new Georgian Congress?
Yeah. Parliament.
Real parliament.
Yes, real parliament.
De facto as well.
Yes,
to
elect real parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing Soviet, nothing. And communists will be allowed only in that case if they will separate from Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Only in that case. And there will not be a Soviet troops in this parliament. There will not be deputies of Supreme Soviet of
mm-hmm.
Moscow and nobody.
Mm-hmm.
It will be pure Georgian national parliament.
And you think that will be recognized by the West?
Why? It will be official parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Official. It will be recognized. As in Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
But they do not want this. Because they know that people will not vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
When they make meeting, nobody comes. Have you been yesterday on their meeting?
Was that their meeting?
Yes, it was their meeting.
We didn't know whose it was when we were
there.
Yeah,
their meeting. It was their meeting.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't see any leaders there.
Yes, there were leaders. How many people were
there?
Were
there
any
leaders
was there?
There?
Chanturia was there.
Well, we were there late.
Late.
Yes,
we were late.
Chanturia was there,
we didn't
yes.
see it.
But only some 50 or 60 people comes.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so I understand now what you think of that whole organization. What about, how do you plan to defuse the situation with, for example, the Abkhazians? I don't understand how... I'm worried that I see...
You read Russian?
No. See, that's the point, is that I'm here to learn Georgian well enough so I... from my own research, historical research, but also so I can understand the political situation better from the Georgian point of view. And now my basically my only resources are my friends who speak English. They tell me what's happening, and Express Chronicle, New York Times, Washington Post. So we don't get
Express Chronicle is greatest disinformation, right? Greatest disinformation about Georgia. Express Chronicle is very business way. You don't believe that. About Abkhazia, about such problems, they print only disinformation.
How is that? Why?
Because they are our enemies. They are chauvinists. They hate Georgia.
Express Chronicle?
Yes. They are chauvinists, Russian chauvinists.
But everything that I've read, they just say this is what happened. They don't.
They falsificate. They falsificate. And now from here, Saryshvili brings information to them. And she falsificates everything. About Ossetia, about everything. They give false information. And they distort everything about Georgia.
Well, everything I read in the Express Chronicle from April 9th and after April 9th was true.
Everything April 9th was good.
And after.
After, but about Abkhazia, Ossetia, there's disinformation.
But it matches with Radio Liberty.
Huh?
Radio Liberty bulletin. I also read the Radio Liberty bulletins, and they don't just get their information from Irina and Gia's party and their organization. They get their information from many people.
Yes, but mostly from them, from Gia's
party. Radio Liberty.
Yes.
And they say that don't let.
Yes, anywhere. Irina falsificates everything. Yes, for instance, she gave information to Express Chronicle that I create armed groups, and it was printed there. And it means to bring person to jail here if you give such information. And then she refused. But Mirab Kostava called there, our leader, which was dead now.
Yeah.
He called them and they told that Irina Saryshvili has given us such information.
And that's not, you never created armed groups?
No. If they created themselves, then in Abkhazia there was war. They sent such disinformations about all time.
And you said no wrong information about them? You tell no wrong information?
No, never.
Ever.
I give only facts.
Only facts.
Yes, I have also a journal, but it is in Russian.
How do you propose to diffuse all this national hatred in Georgia?
National hatred towards Georgians.
In Georgia. Georgians against Armenians against
Georgians,
Abkhazians, Ossetians, Meskheti, Turks.
Georgians are not.
What's the solution?
Not Georgians are not against anybody. Every nationality are against Georgians. Every nationality.
But how do you diffuse that?
We must diffuse it by creating Georgian state, by creating Georgian parliament and Georgian power.
And giving representation to the other people who live here.
Yes, to all.
The Armenians, the Abkhazians.
Yes, of course.
But they have to believe that their rights will be guaranteed by a constitution.
They believe in that because we speak them to them.
But they don't believe you.
They believe, good people believe among them. But there are...
But most people want to go with Russia. At least in the Abkhazians and Ossetians now, they want to go with Russia. They believe the Russians over the Georgians.
No, they are bought by Kremlin. You know, Kremlin and Russians.
Right, but how do you prove that?
How I prove
it? We must... you must prove that and defuse the situation.
We must defuse only by creating Georgian state and give to all everybody equal rights.
But how is it possible to create a Georgian state without the support of all these different groups? Because then Gorbachev and the Soviets will keep pointing and saying, look, they're a little empire. They're dictators. They're whatever.
It is false information. Georgia is not a little empire.
No, I know that's not true. But the West tends to believe, Gorbachev tends to believe
West,
information from
West
Moscow.
Now is a little disinformed about the situation.
So they're absolutely disinformed.
Yes.
And if you're concerned with the disinformation going to the West, isn't it possible to actively have a dialogue with Western journalists yourself and
we
your
have,
round table?
We have, yes, we have.
But
they
we never
here.
See anything printed in the West. We don't, at least in New York and Washington, I never see things printed about Georgia, very rarely.
There was printed in this winter. And,
yeah, a little bit.
On American, I spoke on American television often this winter. Who comes here, we give them all information, all the right information. But then Shevardnadze and Moscow works and it informs everybody. They have great apparatus. And here they have agents in Georgia.
Well, do you have people from the Roundtable organization, do you have people actively going into Abkhazia and Ossetia,
yes,
actively
yes.
talking to
yes,
the people
yes.
about
no.
Moscow's role,
yes.
what's happening,
yes,
showing
course.
Them examples
yes,
from Stalin's
course.
Time, from
yes,
Brezhnev's
yes,
time,
yes.
the oppression of the
we
language?
We have people, our organizations, we have in Abkhazia, in Ossetia, everybody. But there are created by Moscow some groups which are agents of Moscow, you know, Abkhazians and Ossetian terrorists, which you cannot persuade.
Right.
Because they work by, they have errand, special errand to make terroristic attack on Georgian people and to create destabilization and so on. How can you persuade them? You can persuade only normal people.
And do you believe that the 42 groups in
yes.
the coordinated center are part of these terrorist acts?
No,
the puppets of Moscow?
No, they have their own terror. The Abkhazians have their own terrorist acts. But these groups have their own terror.
But you believe they're working with Moscow?
Yes, of course.
Chanturia, Sarasuri, they're working with Moscow.
Of course, of course. Moscow gives them special instructions. Special instructions to create such situation, and they are connected with mafia, which is Moscow mafia. You know, Moscow has mafia here in Georgia. Shevardnadze has this mafia in Georgia, and this mafia is connected now with this political so-called political parties and fights against us, against real political parties.
And you have hard facts, evidence.
Of course.
To support them.
Of course, of course.
And then if they come to a debate with the
yes.
foreign journalists,
yes,
you will allow them
it.
To,
you can
you'll prove
we
it.
We had all facts there, and they did not come. There were Czechoslovakian and American journalists in the writers' union. But they did never come.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
I'd love to talk more, but we have to go to Tushetti.
After Tushetti comes to you, we can talk more.
Sure, I'd love
yes,
to.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. So, to separate Chanturia from me, I and Chanturia were together. We fought together and we made everything together.
Arenas?
She came
personally?
With special errand to separate Chanturia from me and make separate organization, so, and to make him an enemy of me. So, she. And most of people from the party
came out, they say that Irina is agent of KGB. Everybody knows, which came from this.
That's not true.
I can show such people.
Please, show me the evidence. Yes, that's not
course.
True at all. I absolutely
don't believe
that. I can
show you such people, which say that they believe it. I can show you.
They may believe it.
Yes.
But some people believe you're an agent of KGB too, but that's not true
yes,
either.
Yes, but they have documents. They have they can prove. They have proofs. So you do not know situation here.
No.
You do not know her. You know her from speech, and I know her from deeds.
Uh-huh.
So that's your child in comparison with me. Western people are children. They can be deceived very very easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to deceive you.
You don't know KGB.
And you don't know KGB. What is the organization is KGB?
Well, I have an idea.
You have no conception at all. Mother of Kia Chanturi has told this herself, that she is this special errand sent to Gia to separate Gia from Zvia.
Mm-hmm.
This is Gia's mother's words. Mother's words.
Uh-huh.
And she achieved this aim. But it is bad for them. People never follow them. Nobody follows now. And when he was with me, the people appreciated him and the people was followed him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now all typographies are on strike and do not print his article.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because people disbelieve.
Mm-hmm.
It is Irina's achievement. It is Irina's achievement. They say that my wife terrorizes typographies,
mm-hmm.
and they do not print. How can one woman so terrorized so many typographies that they do not print out? How has she guns or bomb, nuclear weapon or what?
Well, the same can be said, how could one woman, Irina, separate Zviad and Gia and work for the KGB?
No, it is. It is very easy.
One small woman.
It is very easy to separate two friends. It is very easy for women. It's very easy with gossips, with intrigues and so on. It's very easy to separate two men. When woman has bad tongue, she can do everything.
And when a man has a bad tongue, he can do everything too.
Yes, of course. But if he says, Othello's Iago, a woman is Iago, you know,
Iago?
With such tactic. She worked with such tactic. So gossips, false information, so on, and she persuaded Gia that I am his enemy and so on. But Gia was my friend, closest
mm-hmm.
friend.
Well, I think time
will
prove evidence and prove who's right, who's not, who's KGB, who's not.
Of course, everybody will be shown. People now here knows. People knows here. You can speak with people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Even on the street, everybody can tell you who is who.
Mm-hmm.
But in the West, people will stay in court.
Okay. Well, if you do have more time before I go back to America,
yes,
I'd love to talk to you, sure.
Come, please.
And see what happens.
About the elections, you want to ask?
Oh, I already did.
I have told.
If he has an hour here or there, maybe it's possible. We'll see.
About elections?
No, lecture.
Lecture?
at school.
Ah, when?
I don't know if it's possible to arrange it at such a late date. I just had an idea that it would be interesting because...
Army World Camp. I can go together with them to the students.
Right.
If they
so
want,
you'll go
I can,
separate.
I can be alone.
Uh-huh. Okay. I have to, the problem is that the school wants nothing political in their Kartvelian summer program. So I have to find somewhere where you can give a talk. You can't talk at the school, so I don't know. It's not much time, but we'll see. Maybe something can work to be worked out.
In September, maybe.
Oh, we won't be there. August 15th, it's finished.
August. I can find time if they will have such wish. I can.
I'll find out next week. I'll ask and see if we can find a place for about 30
where
people.
Where is this place? Where is this place?
Well, we're in the fifth corpus.
Ah, forgive me, right? If they will gather together, I will come.
Okay.
And about what problems?